good is the only existence. On page 587, good is defined by Mary Baker Eddy as God, Spirit, omnipotence, omniscient, omnipresence, omniaction. On page 465, Mary Baker Eddy defines God as incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. On page 587, she defines God as the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love. All substance, intelligence. Nowhere in any of these definitions does it indicate that man is not the image and likeness of God. On the contrary, Genesis 1 states that man is made in the image and likeness of God. Man is generic, meaning neuter, as well as feminine and male. In other words, man is the term meant to describe completeness. For all qualities are combined into a combination of completeness. The quotes at the beginning of the textbook are as follows. The first is from Jesus, and it's recited in the Gospel of John. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The second one by Shakespeare, there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And the third one by Mary Baker Eddy. Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere. Prayer is supposed to be without ceasing. The only way that could possibly occur is if we live our prayer. There's nothing in anything that has been in this recording that indicates that an individual is a sovereign entity. But on the other hand, an individual is the reflection of God. That means the characteristic of every individual is reflection of God. Everyone is an individual because everyone is unique. We each have our own niche. We each reflect God in our own unique way, and we were designed by God to do that. It is our spiritual DNA. God is the only father, mother that exists. That means God is the father and mother of everyone, and we are all sons and daughters of God. Divine principle represents structure and system that is totally balanced and harmonious. We all fit in that structure of divine principle. Mary Baker Eddy often uses the word love with divine principle, stating divine principle love. Love is the lubricant that makes everything operate smoothly and spiritually. So the operation of principle is permeated with love. Love is not hate. Love is not anything that is contrary to the qualities of God. Not a single one. A lot of qualities are mentioned on page 115 and 116 about the spiritual identity of man, and also about the so-called identity of evil. But as God's image and likeness, we are the spiritual identity of man. We are not evil. Truth represents consciousness. All of God's images and likenesses are conscious of the character of God, the qualities of God, and that the image and likeness reflects those qualities. Capacity, capability, functionality are all qualities of mind, the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. The mind that is superior. Remembering that God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, and that we are the image and likeness of God, we cannot have any standard that is less than the standard of God. We do not reflect the quantity of God, for all existence together represents the quantity of God, but we do, each individual, reflect the qualities of God. And there's not a single quality that is left out of the reflection of anyone. Therefore, the only way we as a reflection of God can think about anyone else in the entire existence is the same way that God created them, in His image and likeness. I do not have the ability to think differently than God does, because I'm God's reflection. God doesn't condemn His own manifestation. I have no ability to condemn God's manifestation, for I am God's reflection. My thinking can't be any different than God's thinking, because I reflect the thinking of God. The mind of God is my mind. The Spirit of God is my substance. The soul of God is my ability to identify through spiritual senses. The principle of God is my principle. The principle that includes love. Truth is the consciousness of God, and as his reflection, I and everyone else is conscious of the goodness of our own inherent qualities as the reflection of God. There can't be anything less than godlike qualities that are able to be seen in anyone at all. Because those are the only qualities that are real. We can't see something that is unreal. It's invisible if it's unreal because it doesn't exist. It has no power, no capability. Thank you, dear Father, Mother, God, for giving me the vision to see the truth about everyone and everything, to see that it is a reflection of you just like I am. And therefore, I have the ability, reflecting your ability, to see the truth about everyone and everything, which is the purity of spirit. Thank you, dear Father, Mother, God, for this vision. And this vision cannot be diluted or deflected, diverted, interfered with, stopped or reversed, because it is the truth about vision. There is nothing but God, which includes God's manifestation. Amen.